There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. Get access to everything we do through the Big Dance. Sign up today, you get $20 to buy VSiN hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear at the online store. You get every play by every host and every guest, betting splits, betting reports, limited time offer. Sign up now. Access through the end of the madness, VSiN.com/subscribe.
It is such a big Monday Night Football game tonight with the Bills on the road against the Bengals. The Bills are a very short favorite here in this spot. And to discuss it now, Steve Tasker joins the program, had an illustrious career in the NFL, now co-hosts One Bills Live on WGR Sports Radio 550 weekdays from 1 to 3 Eastern time. Steve, it's a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Let's begin with the Buffalo side, obviously, in this game tonight against the Bengals. I mean, when you look back at last year and say what really held the Bengals or the Bills back, it was just a miraculous game and a loss that they suffered at Kansas City. If anything is holding the Bills back this year, what do you think it is?
Probably their own health. That's been one of the things that has kind of hamstrung their ability to play their best. Micah Hyde, great safety, was out early in the season. Of course, Von Miller. On Thanksgiving, they lost him for the season. And then other guys, particularly early in the season, they had a rash of injuries that, you know, kind of held them back, I think, a little bit in the beginning. They went into a swoon midseason, lost two straight games, one to the Jets, one to the Vikings. Mm-hmm. And I think Josh Allen, during that stretch of those games, even though they still won most of their games, even in the stretch where they swooned, they turned it over, particularly in the red zone. And I think if there's one thing that has held them back, it has been, you know, the turnovers and the turnover margin that they haven't been able to win. They're still winning games, no question, six-game winning streak, but turnovers have kept games close. And if they can get rid of that, they're really, really hard to beat.
Is Poyer going to play?
This West that? Yeah, that's a question mark. He's still questionable.
Yeah.
I would say he probably will give it a shot. I don't know. I don't think if... the way the Bills do this, their culture is that they take care of their players. And that's one of the reasons guys are signing there as free agents. The reputation the Bills have is they protect these players from themselves. A guy wants to go when he's not quite ready, they won't let him go. They hold guys out knowing that they'll be better for it in the long run. They'll come back 100% and play better in the coming weeks than they will if they drag an injury around for a month and a half. So, that's the way they do it. It wouldn't surprise me if they held him out, if indeed his injury is that bad. I don't know if it is. He's been dragging a knee around. He had his elbow hurt early in the season. I think with the playoffs, being in the playoffs and the way they're playing, I think they feel that if they're 100% physically all over the field, even without Von Miller, even without Micah Hyde, I think they believe they can go on the road and beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they'll take their chances against the Cincinnati offense, as good as it is, and make sure they're 100% when the playoffs roll around, rather than take a chance on getting the one seed and playing guys.
That,
They've been good enough for 3 years to win the Super Bowl, guys, and they've, you know, for running into Kansas City on the road in the playoffs has been a problem. But I think that monster has been slain. So I think they'll do what they can to make sure they're 100% in 2 weeks rather than for this next week, 17 and 18 games.
Oh, that's a great nugget. So the one overall seed doesn't necessarily mean as much to the Bills as some people might make it out. Good to know. Steve Tasker, our guest here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You know, talking about all these injuries, Tre'Davious White was banged up for a lot of the season. He recently came back. How do you see this going tonight with him matching up? Does he take on Chase? Does he match up against Chase the entire time? If not, how does this break down?
Yeah, that's interesting because this is as good. You know, you guys know Cincinnati's a boatload out of wideout. They got a ton of guys out there. T. Higgins, Chase, and Tyler Boyd. Those guys are really the best trio in the NFL. And it's really crazy to think any team can go that deep into their secondary because really you want to double team one of those guys. And if you can go by down and distance and formation and personnel where they're lining up, you want to kind of pick the guy you think is the most likely number one receiver, kind of double him up. Oh, man, who's got four corners good enough to double somebody and go three and go man-to-man on the other two guys that you're not doubling? So I think this is a night where the Bills will zone it off. They'll use their linebackers, Milano and Tremaine Edmonds, to try and clog up some passing lanes. I think the key really for this game defensively for Buffalo is how fast and how few people it takes to put pressure on Joe Burrow. If they can get quick pressure with as few guys as possible, four or three, they're going to have a chance. But if it starts taking five guys, six guys, and they get spread thinner and thinner in the secondary, that plays into Cincinnati's hands. So it'll be up to the front four of Buffalo to really take the pressure off their secondary. In past years, it's been just the opposite of that. The secondary has covered for those guys up front. But this year, it has been different. The front four has really played much, much better, and that's been the key.
How do you feel about Josh's game right now? And if the turnover bug has gone away, and also the stretch where he's been running into bad weather games as well, and maybe they found something there with the rushing attack against Chicago.
Yeah, that's the thing. And a lot of people complain or whatever. You know, they kind of discount Buffalo's rushing attack because Josh Allen is a part of it. You can do that if you want when we're sitting here on the radio talking about it. But, man, when you're on the field, you got to defend it. It's a problem. The Bills run the ball better than Cincinnati. Devin Singletary has had a better statistical year than Joe Mixon. They're a load up front. They run the ball really well. And Josh Allen, if the Bills don't turn the football over, you can't beat them. They're just too good. Josh throws it too well. He forces the defense to cover every inch of the field all the time, and that's just too much to ask of those guys. He throws it too well. Diggs is too good. Gabe Davis, Isaiah McKenzie. Now they got Cole Beasley back in the mix, and they've started to get real mileage out of James Cook and Devin Singletary. Josh Allen and this offense, along with the defense that they have, man, oh, man, they're a load. So, Allen, you're right. There's a time when he starts, you know, thinking outside the box and trying to do some things he doesn't need to do. He loves to show his arm off, and it gets him into trouble sometimes. We'll see what happens when these games get big, whether he can sit back and let his teammates help him. But I think that's the key. If Josh Allen takes a deep breath, takes what the defense gives him, this Bills team is an absolute wrecking crew.
Yeah. Don't disagree at all. Does Diggs snap out of kind of a mini funk that he's in? I mean, based on who he is and how he produces basically every single week, Steve, his last three games, 37 yards, 60, and 26. And Gabe Davis is, you don't know what you're going to get from him every game, too. So does Diggs actually snap out of it tonight, you think?
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to do that. I think they'll make a concerted effort to get him involved. And it's when he's involved, he really elevates the rest of the receiving core because when he draws some attention, Gabe Davis is better, Isaiah McKenzie is better, even Khalil Shakir, the rookie, is better. So their receiving core, I think, because of the problems Josh has had turning it over, I think that people have kind of, the shine has come off their receiving core. I don't think they're untalented or anything like that. I think it is a fact, a function of Josh more from the pocket running the football. He loves to make plays off the page, but I think you can count on them making a concerted effort to get Diggs involved tonight. They know they need to run the passing game through him first and foremost, and if they can focus on him, everything else will come into play later.
Hey, Steve, we have about a minute left here. You don't have a vote, but if you did, you probably know Brian Daboll very well from his time there in Buffalo, now the first-year coach with the Giants. If you had a vote for Coach of the Year, would Daboll get your vote, or would it be somebody else?
I think so. I know him. He's a friend of mine. So, yeah, if Dave should get my vote, they are the, I think, most overachieving team in the league this year from start to finish. Certainly, they got off to a fast start. Nobody expected that. But being able to hang on and squeeze out the wins that they have this season in that division, you got to tip your hat to Brian Daboll and the Giants. They have really played well. They've won games exactly the way they have had to run games, and he has helped Daniel Jones really become a quarterback that the Giants can win with. A lot of people had their doubts when Brian Daboll, and that doesn't even mean that Daniel Jones will be there next year. I mean, they may get somebody, but man, oh man, he gets the most out of the quarterback. And you got to tip your hat to him. So, yes, I would agree. I think Brian Daboll deserves strong consideration for Coach of the Year. And if I had a vote, he's my guy.
You can follow Steve on Twitter. He is at SteveTasker89, co-host of One Bills Live, WGR Sports Radio 550 weekdays, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. Steve, thanks so much for the time today. Happy New Year.
Guys, I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Be good.
Great job.
You know what? We're going to look back at the Daboll thing and say it was Tom Thibodeau all over again. How do we not recognize it?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Interesting answers there.
Oh, very much so.
Also, to me, he's saying they're going to sit guys, too, if they lose tonight. It's not that. And remember we talked about this? When I watched the game against the Jets at home, I'm thinking, do they even want the one seed? Because they're an indoor. This isn't a typical Buffalo team.
Right.
They're high-octane, throw, and they play like a dome team.
Right.
Can the one seed work against them where their own weather in their own city, you walk in, you got a blizzard or you have a howling wind, and it neutralizes the great passing attack they have. And certainly they can. They can beat their chest and say, we can go anywhere and win. Because they've gone to Kansas City the last 2 years and done it, and they should have beat them last year in the playoffs.
I can't disagree with what you're saying. I mean, it really makes a lot of sense. If they have piss-poor weather up there in a game and Allen is just taken out of it because the wind is swirling and he can't throw the ball.
But it's also... Sure. But we saw how bad it was the last week and 2 weeks ago, and now Steve said he can see his grass now.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
He's mowing the yard in January. Oh, God.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Win some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Here come your props. Mike Evans, 50-1 to score three touchdowns. He goes off against Carolina. He was 17-1 to have the most receiving yards. Brady was 6-1, most passing. Well, we haven't seen it all year, but then again, Carolina decimated by injuries. They had to call Norman, who was running a coffee shop.
Oh, I know.
To come out, and it's just, well, how do you let him get behind you time and time again?
The
it's infuriating.
The J.C. Horn injury to the Panthers did them in.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm not that concerned about Tampa moving forward. That was just going after injuries, and how do you, horrible defensive game plan.
How about a Tampa Bay, Green Bay NFC title game?
Oh, no. Don't say that. Those are your big props. Jamal Williams was 60-1, most rushing yards. Jamal Williams also 300-1 at Caesars before the season, have the most rushing touchdowns. Two-game lead with one to play.
Uh-huh.
How about that ticket,
yeah,
if you have it? Most points, Packers and Lions tied for the week. Packers were 11-1, Lions plus 550. That's the dead heat. And highest scoring game, Niners-Raiders plus 850. What a game. Stidham was phenomenal. Lowest scoring team, Texans, 18-1. I guess someone wants the number one overall pick.
Well,
what a horrible performance that was.
This was the week they decided we need the number one pick?
You believe that?
After the previous 3 weeks and how well they played?
Should have beat Dallas right there. They lose in overtime against Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
They beat Tennessee, and they come out with that performance? Oh, was that bad.
Total stink bomb.
What do you do next week? Colts in Texas.
Oh, you run. run away.
Yeah. Lowest scoring game Sunday night, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. That was the chalk, though. 5-1. Premier League, Man City, Everton draw plus 750. 1-1. Big surprise. Newcastle draw plus 380. Chelsea, Nottingham Forest draw 3-1. Upsets over the weekend. College hoops. Columbia was catching 14 against Yale. They won outright 8-1. North Carolina A&T catching 12 against Hofstra, plus 550 on the money line. San Jose State surprised Colorado State, plus 330. San Diego, plus 480, beat San Francisco. And Cal was plus 440. They were 10-point dogs against Colorado. TCU money line, plus 270. They beat Michigan. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos and these tweets. How about this tweet? With the Giants clinching a playoff spot, the streak continues. Since 1990, 33 consecutive seasons, at least four teams qualified for the playoffs in every year that were not in the postseason the year before.
What a run.
Yep. You mentioned this the last couple of years when we do our previews in August, and it happens again.
Yeah.
And a great, and I don't know what's going to happen with Coach of the Year now, because a lot of people are going to work overtime for Daboll after the job he did and now that they're in.
Oh, I think you're going to hear plenty of that starting today and into next week for sure.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see the odds on it because he was 12 and 16 to 1 last week to win it.
Yep.
Brought him up here on the show. That's going to be long gone, obviously.
I did not understand the Bears' money. Now, I know they were trying to get the number one pick, and it looked like that as well, other than get Fields the record with the rushing yards. But you thought the Lions would come and ticked off after what happened against Carolina, and then the Bears can't stop anything.
Right. Well, our whole thing going back to last week was, why would Justin Fields play in this game anyway?
Right.
And the Bears were silly about that. Then he gets dinged up during the game.
Right. Peterman sighting, right. Bears from 6.5 down to 4. The Chiefs from 10 up to 19 and a, up to, excuse me, up from 10 up to 13 and a half. Lucky to win the game. Carolina from 7 down to 4. And you blow a 14-point lead. The turnovers and Falcons from 3 up to 6.5. Lucky to win. Colts Giants under 41.5 down to 38.5. And TCU Michigan under from 60 down to 56. No good there.
There's another one, too. The Eagles got all the way down to 4 here at Circa right before kickoff.
Yep. Okay. And how about this? Lose some. 516. The Raiders are the first team in NFL history to lose 5 games in a season in which they led by 10 or more points in the second half. On top of Sunday's loss to San Francisco, they blew double-digit second-half leads to Arizona, Kansas City, Jacksonville, and the Rams.
What a way to go out. Third quarter, double-digit lead, gets away from them. And they lose in overtime. How about this lose some? Mayo Bowl Friday. Here you go. Loxley there. There's making it in the container. Dump it in the mayo, and then you dump it over the coach who wins the game. And Maryland beats NC State. How about the kid in the stands eating it out of the jar again?
Oh, of course.
Did you see that? Oh, vomit-inducing. There it is. He's got to wear it. Looks like he's thrilled. Loxley's thrilled. Well, you dump the whole bucket of mayonnaise over him. Oh, God. How about what? This is a new one. How about this video? This is a seal slapping a kayaker in the face with an octopus, Mitch. We cover all the bases.
Well, now
here
we've seen it all for sure.
We have. Look at it. He comes all right in the face.
Huh? How do you think? What do you think of that, pal? How's that feel?
Huge upset. When I woke up today, I didn't think we'd have a seal throwing an octopus at a guy in a kayak. We have that video. That definitely is lose some. Bad for the books. The Steelers do it again. Full marks to Tomlin. But Steelers and under from +3 to pick and 42 down to 35. Steelers rally and stay alive and get to 500. Patriots +2.5 went off a 3-point favorite. Bad landing spot, fell 2.5 more on that coming up. Vikings Packers over 44.5 up to 48. Lions Bears over 48 up to 52. Iowa +3 went up a 3-point favorite. Did you watch that game? That should have been 7-0. Two pick sixes, of course.
Well, that's how they do it.
But that was, yeah. I mean, that kid for Kentucky had no chance. Wade, the quarterback?
Right.
Wow.
I was going back, and there was another game on. That was the Bama game that day, too. So my eyes were more on the Bama game than that game, but I had an eye on it for sure.
Bama, K-State over, 55.5 up to 58. Alabama also 5.5 up to 7.5 as well. And Ohio State from 7 down to 4.5. Couple bad beats. Lions, Bears over 51 or 52. It's 38-10 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
41-10 final. Died. And the Patriots laying 2.5. The, oh, by the way, touchdown. Very important by Miami late. What were they doing? Belichick there. It's 4th and 4 at like the 29-yard line. Now, obviously, you're not going to punt, but they go for it. And then Mac Jones takes a sack and loses 10 yards. And then Miami scores and puts it on 2. And, of course, there was another missed extra point that game.
That's exactly what I was just going to bring up right now. Back-to-back weeks, by the way, with the Patriots game where the missed extra points got them.
Right. Did you see Wilkes, too? I'll get to that in a second. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. There we go. Recapping everything. What a wild weekend. That it was. I'll tell you, people are ticked off at what the NFL did. Warren Sharp, Will Brinson, Chris Felica, but just to name a few about what they've done with the schedule here. Felica, I can't believe they put the Chiefs on Saturday. Patriots could be the biggest winners in all of this.
Yeah, that's right.
I know it's correlated, but you like Cincinnati tonight? Bills probably sit people Sunday. You can take the Patriots +280 right now to win the game. Another tweet, the schedule makers put the screws to some teams. This is bad as I can remember. They're eliminating a lot of fun scenarios and trying to make the most of the Sunday action irrelevant. They're probably going to put the Green Bay game as the Sunday night game. But the Lions are eliminated if the Rams lose to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurts the juice for the Sunday night game and also impacts the Lions motivation as well. And if Kansas City wins Saturday. Now, this game tonight's enormous. But also, people are livid at what they did with the Saturday night game.
Well, that's the biggest issue that I have.
Yeah, Tennessee played Thursday, and Jacksonville played, and they sat people, and Jacksonville played yesterday. So people are outraged that this is the Saturday night game.
And by the way, you know, right, that this is the most important game for the division out of any of them. And they're playing each other. I get it. Jacksonville, Tennessee, not the sexy public teams that exist that, you know, like Green Bay playing in a potential playoff game as well. But you have to put that game on Sunday night. You can't put that game Saturday night. Because I know what they're going to do, Paulie. They're going to play the Seahawks in the afternoon against the Rams on Sunday. Seahawks, if they win that game, and now they're creeping up to 7-point favorites in that contest, 6.5, that doesn't mean anything for the Lions. So then I don't think Dan Campbell has it in him to lay down, and they could knock the Packers out of the playoffs at that point. But come on, it's not as meaningful for both teams.
Some of these situations were, you can't, some of them you can't win situation, but you could have gone NFC East on Saturday, could have done that. Who knows? Maybe, I mean, if the Bengals lose tonight, maybe they put Cincinnati Baltimore Sunday night.
Yeah.
That I guess that's in play. But I agree with everyone. The Seattle Ram game and the Green Bay Detroit game have to be played at the same time.
Have to. It doesn't mean they're going to put it that way, though, unfortunately.
No.
All right, we'll continue talking NFL coming up next. We have other futures to look at. How about updated odds to get the one seed and playoff odds? There was a number earlier today that surprised you where it was sitting. We'll tell you who that is coming up next. And follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Winter sports in full swing. BetRivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, BetRivers has you covered. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance, great house specials at BetRivers. It's a whole new game. God, this is so enormous tonight. I mean, again, to think with a week left in the season, Cincinnati could be the one, the two, the three, the five, or the six.
Yeah.
We could get round three in a rematch of Cincinnati-Baltimore. That's in play. But if you're the two, you might get the Steelers or the Patriots. If you're the three, you might get Lamar Jackson coming back. God knows, you might play the Chargers. You never know how that's going to break as well. But so much on the line here with this game, and who gets the two seed. And yes, Buffalo can still get the one if they win out. Kansas City can get the one. Cincinnati can get the one. Cincinnati could drop all the way. Cincinnati could blow the division. You never know. Stranger things have happened, too, even though they're $7 right
Actually,
now.
Actually, I like your angle. If the Bengals lose this game tonight, I think then you have to go Cincinnati and Baltimore Sunday Night Football next week. I think that has to be the play. Again, to go back to what we were talking about with the Packers and Lions, if the Seahawks win that game, Lions are eliminated. Yeah. Well, what's the point of having that on Sunday night then? That's no good.
Yeah.
Here's Dan Campbell. And I know we're going to find out more from him today. Like, they'll probably ask him about that scenario. But here he is on taking on the Packers Sunday with the playoffs potentially on the line.
I think it means everything. I think it's just so special. It's as good as it can get. I mean, seriously, you get to go to Lambeau, historic Lambeau, where the tops in this division has been Green Bay every year for years. And to go earn your right, you know. To potentially get in. Even if you do get that win, doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get in. I know this, we're guaranteed to get one more week. And so I just think this is as special as it gets. I mean, I just don't think you'd want it any other way.
My buddy and I were talking about this last night. We never looked it up. We were just guessing. The last time this division had two playoff teams and Green Bay wasn't one of them. He was guessing late 70s. I said probably early to mid 80s.
Oh!
And? We never. I'm gonna look. I don't know. Haven't looked it up.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We haven't looked at. We were just going back and forth on text. So like, honestly, he's like gut reaction. I'm like, oh my god, I got to go all the way back to the 80s probably.
Yeah, you were terrible in the early 80s. Randy Wright and those guys. Murkowski before Magic Man.
Awful. They were awful. So then.
Oh wow, that's a good one.
So when like the Bears were really good.
Early 80s.
Were the Vikings were good?
Vikings
were good in the early 80s. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was the. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Because you had Peyton and the great Bears teams as well. I don't think he'll still sell the right thing. Let's have a winning season. Let's knock them out.
Yeah.
That means a lot to the organization and the Lions to ruin Green Bay's season and also win the game. This is assuming they put it Sunday night and Seattle beats the Rams.
But, right.
I tell you, when you get in a scenario like this, though, you're racking your brain about all the close calls coming back to bite the Lions now. Losing the game against Buffalo. All the close losses early on. Even the Steelers. Great story, right? Turning it around. Almost in the playoff mix.
Yeah.
Blowing a 10-point lead at home to Zach Wilson. All this stuff sticks out and looms large now if you're going to miss the playoffs by one game.
Yeah, I think you can say the same thing about the Packers. They blew the game against the Giants over in London.
Sure.
Total collapse job. They were probably outplayed against Washington. They were not great there. They totally blew the first game against Detroit when Rodgers had three red zone INTs.
Yeah. Lions also blew the first meeting against Minnesota.
That they did.
Campbell trying a long field goal, 54 yards. That was a bad move.
Here's Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, why he still believed when they were 4-8 5 weeks ago, they still had a shot at the playoffs.
I still believe in myself and felt like it just takes one sometimes. Yeah, strange, but when we were sitting at 3-6, And then we looked at the next three. At the time, Tennessee was playing really well. Obviously, Cowboys playing well, and Philly was number one in the league. And I just felt like if we get one of those, we can win the last five. And 9-8 was going to get in.
Dangerous if they get in?
Not if it's San Francisco, no.
Yeah,
that is not going to go well. If they, that's just a horrible matchup for them. It's San Francisco, yep. They're a physical team.
Yeah, that I don't think.
And Green
that that's...
Bay, yeah, Green Bay can't stop the run. And what are they really? I mean, okay, congratulations, you've won four in a row, and they were phenomenal yesterday, total domination. But Tua gets concussed, Mostert with the huge fumble. They looked like you're going to get ready to get run out in that game on Christmas. You beat Baker Mayfield at home Monday night. And they didn't play well and came back to beat Chicago. So it hasn't been exactly the 85 Bears they've knocked off during this stretch.
Let me throw this at you, and I can't believe I'm going to bring this up, because we love George Kittle. Is Brock Purdy forcing the ball to George Kittle too much now?
You're seeing that? That's what you think?
Oh, man.
Too much of it?
I honestly thought, dude, you might want to look at somebody else or not throw it. Like, in the windows he was trying to get it to Kittle yesterday, I thought that's maybe a tad much.
Oh, it's fascinating. The playoffs are going to be fascinating. Right, can you keep this up and win every game with Mr. Irrelevant?
Mm-hmm.
And he has made mistakes, but they've dropped these interceptions. It happened in the Thursday night game against Seattle. There was a couple. So he's going to make mistakes. But then again, maybe Shanahan's too good and the talent supporting cast is too good that they take it to the Super Bowl. And what a story it would be. Can he win Rookie of the Year? Shanahan Coach of the Year. These awards are wild now, what's happened here.
And we don't really see anything for awards as of right now. They're taking their time. I don't blame them today to post them. I'm sure they're going to come out and populate the board here in a couple of hours. The only award that we see is MVP, and Mahomes is a gigantic favorite. But I can't wait. What do you do with Comeback Player of the Year? What do you do with Coach of the Year? Who's going to win like Offensive Rookie of the Year?
I have no idea. Walker had a big game. But if Purdy goes 7-0, he gets you the 2 seed. It's still a chance at the 1. But
if Brock Purdy wins Offensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going to have to take a couple of sick days.
Yeah.
That will be a very ugly result for me.
Coach of the Year, I think Shanahan's right in the mix. I know that people are working overtime with Daboll. It's a tough call with some of these. Because with the Purdy, it's like Wilson really didn't have great numbers. He's good, but I know he had to work with Zach Wilson for much of the year.
Yeah.
And then Walker missed time, and he was great yesterday. So it's a difficult the scenarios here again. But I like this one. The scenario where the Titans and Jags both can get in. Titans beat the Jags. Bills beat the Patriots. Jets beat the Dolphins. Steelers lose. Titans would win the division. Jags would get the last wild card. How kooky is that? Well, I mean, everything's in play here.
Yeah, Jacksonville to make the playoffs. It's basically a money line bet on the game this week. But also, they can still get in, like you just said. They're minus 330 to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
To get the 1 seed right now at DraftKings, the overall number 1 seed in the AFC, the Chiefs are minus 105. The Bills are plus 110. The Bengals are 10-1.
10-1?
Yeah. Well, that's a correlated parlay there too. They need to win out, and the Chiefs would have to lose against the Raiders.
Yeah, they're laying 7 next week.
And I'll give you this in the NFC. The Eagles are minus $12. The Niners are 7-1. And the Cowboys are 60-1. If you do a correlated parlay right now, a money line parlay, betting against the Eagles and the 49ers this week for them to both lose, that pays about 41-1. Cowboys would obviously still have to win, but 60-1 is actually better than what you're going to get on that two-team parlay.
Anything else surprise you? I can't believe Miami is plus 105 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, explain that.
Yeah, they need to beat the Jets, which is going to be tough with a third string quarterback, and then they need help. So I can't believe that's plus 105.
Mm-hmm.
And as we sit here right now, we don't know who they're going to play. What the Jets will do at quarterback, and this is with only a week left. The Giants are locked into the 6th seed. That's all we know. That's all we know. And how enormous, just they're waiting for this game tonight to determine the schedule and what they do on Sunday. Fitz checking in 2000 before realignment. Vikings won the Central. Tampa Bay got a wild card. Sean King. Green Bay 9-7. Detroit 9-7.
Oh, but that's when Tampa Bay was still in the division.
Yeah, Ravens won the Super Bowl over the Giants. All right, thanks.
Yeah, also 1991, Detroit and Chicago both made it. That would have been when one of those Barry Sanders years when they were actually pretty decent. By the way, it's not just the Bengals where they can land at the 1, 2, 3, 5, or the 6. I mean, it's like a ton of these teams all over the map.
Yeah, Bills.
Imagine betting on seeds right now.
Oh, God.
Can you put up markets on that?
Are you picking up what I'm putting down? You got to take the plus 280 on New England right now. I mean, it's correlated. I mean, if you think Cincinnati wins tonight, and we're just talking to Tasker and what Lombardi said earlier, that the Bills would sit people then at home and open the door for the Patriots.
I mean, he was, if what he said 30 minutes ago comes to fruition, and it was a very good breakdown. The culture there in Buffalo, they take care of their players. Yep. Everybody knows about it. Free agents, they love hearing about that.
My question was about Poyer. If he's playing, they're 11-0 when he plays.
Right, right.
And they might say, you know, just get ready for the playoffs. Don't risk it tonight.
And when he said that they know they can go on the road and win anywhere, the one seed, is it kind of just irrelevant then? They don't really...
This is a big difference, though. It's a huge difference. Huge. Just the 2 and the 3.
Oh, the 2 and the 3 is night and day. Massive.
If I'm the 2, I get you at home in a rematch, and I might get the awful Patriots offense or the Steelers, and you might have to play Herbert or Lamar Jackson.
Or Lamar Jackson. Yeah, you could be staring at the Chargers or the Ravens. Meanwhile, I get the also-rans of the league.
And upsets happen, so you never know. But this is wild. This is so much on the line here.
We will recap our plays from the weekend and tell you what we're betting here early. Coming up next on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
All right. We got to break out of this. We are cold. No good over the weekend. Took a shot. Arizona, Atlanta, lowest scoring game, 10-1. Had a chance. But the Sunday night game, cashed that ticket for lowest scoring game of the week. Panthers, Bucks under 39.5. Explodes late. Who is on Evans? What are you guys doing? Carolina should have won that game. And a bad beat in the Patriots total under 42. 14-7 late in the third. And then the picks, defensive touch. 7 defensive touchdowns for New England this year.
Yeah, why not?
And then the touchdown with a minute left to put it over by Miami and Thompson after the Patriots could have ran the clock out as well. Let's go to the new. Plenty of new. Green Bay laying 4 against the Lions. I like them even if Detroit has something to play for. I think the Packers win and cover, and they move on to the playoffs. The Saturday game, in case you missed it, they did this at 3 a.m. Eastern. We have a doubleheader Saturday. They flexed KC and the Raiders to start. One seed could be on the line for KC. Too many points, though. Raiders plus 10. Stidham looked great. to do that against the best defense in the league?
I would say.
He'll move it against Kansas City. And too many points. And this is correlated because I have the Bengals tonight. The Bengals plus one tonight. So I think the Bengals win tonight, and I'm going to take plus 280 with the Patriots Sunday.
Okay.
So Lombardi and Tasker are right that they would sit people, and New England open the door for the Patriots as well. And this is available at William Hill, DraftKings, and Caesars. I can't believe the total's 40 in the Steeler game Sunday against Cleveland. Cannot believe it. So I bet that as well. Those are the new.
Okay, very good. Recapping and grading the weekend. Now again, CLV championship belt for the week in the trash. Light it on fire. I had Niners minus 5.5. Loser against the Raiders. Two-team teaser was good. Browns 8.5. Steelers 8.5. That was a winner. Bama against K-State minus 6.5. Had to do it once Bryce Young. And now that was that sequence before halftime completely killed K-State.
Yes.
That destroyed them. Because they went on an 18-play drive. And then he got nothing on fourth and goal at the 1 yard line when the quarterback missed the open receiver. And then I thought Bama was going to run out the clock. And then the running back broke a long one. And then I'll tell you what happened on Saturday for Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, horrible for my Will Levis tickets to go number one overall. If people base bowl performances on what, you know, kids should go high in the draft, whatever, both guys were awesome. Let's see here. Iowa minus 2 against Kentucky. That was a winner.
I can't believe I didn't bet that. That kid didn't have a chance for
Kentucky. He had no prayer.
A third-string quarterback?
No.
And you knew the turnovers would happen.
Vikings-Packers game over 48. That got there. Got a lot of help early on with the defensive touchdown, the special teams touchdown. But I tell you that Nixon for Green Bay, total game changer.
Get on returns?
Oh, he's the best return man they've had. And think about that. What?
Yeah.
It was Rodgers, a kid from Clemson, who was returning kicks for majority of the year. This kid's unbelievable. Mm. The field position he can put him in. So pretty decent weekend there. Let's see here. New plays that I have. Okay, I'm going to go Colts, Texans under 38.5.
I mean, the U-Hauls are backed up. Absolutely. Run the ball and the season. Go home.
What do they have to play for?
Absolutely.
They cannot wait until the clock says zero in the fourth quarter.
If you don't think they want the number one overall pick, look at that performance. Remember how well Houston was playing coming into that game?
Yeah. Forget they beat Jacksonville the first time they played.
Yes.
And that game was over with early. Ooh. I'm with you. I'm going Packers minus 4, which is available at least William Hill. Bet that minus 4. That's only going to go up.
Yes.
That only has the potential to go up. And then maybe I can either like the bet a lot or maybe get out of it at that point. And where does that number go if the Seahawks win on Sunday and if this is the late game?
Maybe they throw us a curveball. Maybe it is Bengals-Ravens on Sunday night.
Could be.
All signs are pointing towards Rodgers on Sunday night at home.
And good observation by you. I have to go Browns-Steelers under 40.
Crazy.
We have a bunch of common plays here.
That's way too high.
Yep. And I'm adding Drew Timmy 15-1. And I'll explain why coming up here in a minute. But I added him yesterday 15-1 to win the Wooden Award in college basketball.
Right. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Great house specials, dynamite menu. It's like a mini playoff game tonight. You got the four bowl games and the Rose Bowl, which will lead into this Monday night game. And great props is always up at Bet Rivers. Get up there.
Here's the reason why I'm adding Drew Timmy. And I bet him yesterday at 15-1. That was at William Hill. You can shop around. I think he's still right around that number. His last seven games, 27.3 points per game. Almost 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 70% shooting. The only other Division I player in the last 5 years to average 25-plus points on 70% shooting over any 7-game stretch was Zion Williamson. This kid is playing unbelievable basketball. Gonzaga is not the same team they were a couple years ago. I think we can all agree to that. They're still very good. And I think maybe this is tough to sustain, obviously, but he's going to have a fantastic year. And maybe voters could look at this as like a lifetime achievement award. So that's why I'm adding Drew Timmy at 15-1. This is a good tweet from NJD107 on Twitter. Brian Daboll has to be the only coach in history to have a massive steam for coach of the year going 3-6-1 in his last 10 games of the year with wins over Houston, Indy, and Washington. That's a really good observation from him.
Yeah. That's the same thing with the Patriots. The Patriots could sneak in here. They're playing. They beat Arizona. They beat Miami with a third-string quarterback, and they beat Zach Wilson a couple times.
Yeah.
The Patriots have been awful down the stretch.
That's accurate.
They're going to back into it as well.
Yep, and I'll give you this.
Good, good.
Thanks to the Bear, Chris Felica, for checking in. A four-team parlay that pays roughly almost 22-1 on the Browns, Jets, Bills, and Titans. That's the scenario where Jacksonville would get into the wild card, where the Jets would beat Miami, the Browns would beat the Steelers, yeah. The Bills would beat the Patriots.
Bills beat the, yeah.
Yeah, and Jacksonville loses to Tennessee. Pays about 22-1. Does that happen? Well, you like the other side. You like the Patriots, so.
Well, the Bills certainly could win tonight.
Yeah.
And the Bills will punish the Patriots Sunday. Dobbs was okay. And it's going to be a whole different ball game. How bad is Willis if they can't even play him here? Think about that.
They
must know. Yeah. I mean, they see it every day in practice. This kid must not have a chance.
I would. Well, there's. That's, I mean, exactly. Yeah. But it's also sign a guy year
off
one.
You sign a guy off the street. You put him in there, and he's going to play in a game for the division.
Yeah.
A week later.
I pondered grabbing seven with Tennessee.
He's going to have Henry now. It's a whole different ball game. They're going to have people out there.
Yeah. It's so I missed seven. It's down to 6.5. So I'm not going to bet 6.5. I'll wait to see if it comes back up to seven. But I pondered that. We'll see. And I also kicked around Jacksonville money line scenarios as well, money line parlays, to tie that in. But also, the reason why I'm not betting the Raiders, and I do like them plus 10 this week.
Way too high.
I think every bet now, they're my new team, my nemesis. It took me 17 weeks to realize this.
Yeah.
I cannot win a bet on the Raiders to save my life.
Yeah.
It goes now two years in a row.
Yeah.
Last year, biggest bet of my life ever on their win total over. Somehow they win 10 games. This year, I fire nothing on the win total, but I'm either betting on them or against them like every week. Forget it.
I know you don't watch these, and you're doing the right thing because they're on every network. They're so bad, the pregame shows. And Bill Cowher's terrible. For Bill Cowher to come out and say, disgraceful how they handled the Carr situation. Carr volunteered to go away because he didn't want to be a distraction. But the other thing goes, yes, I understand the economics and the money. Well, no, you don't, because if he gets hurt, it's cost him $33 million.
Right.
That's the whole business. And the other thing is, how you like that? Huh? He never threw for 311 yards. Stidham comes right in against the number one defense, lights him up. Oh, by the way, there's Adams with a monster game. Throwing it up at will to Adams.
Yeah. Oh, and Waller.
And Waller, too. We haven't seen Waller the whole year, although much of it with his injuries. But, I mean, what do Adams have? Two catches in the Saturday night game?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Give me a break with this. Going to bat for Carr.
So what was his logic then behind it?
You don't treat a guy like that who's so valuable to the organization.
Loyal. Well, how about this? He had 9 years.
Yeah.
Does that count
absolutely.
For anything?
And then win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is the same guy who said that what happened with Saturday was a disgrace and you should promote from within, yet he started at the top in TV and media.
Yeah, good point.
So
here's your pro tip of the hour. NFL futures market, always shifting week to week. Think about going into next year with a few anchor bets in the preseason, and then you can add to your portfolio throughout the entire year. That's the way I generally approach it, right? If you like a guy to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, for example, at a long shot, that's okay. But you can look at some of these numbers that are available again. Like Dable was 16-1 last week. We don't even know what he is today. He might be favored today when the odds
pop.
No
kidding. No kidding. I mean, who wants Carr after that performance by Stidham? Who would want that guy?
Well, you can bet on that at DraftKings.
It's crazy. Oh, the Jets. Why would the Jets want him? Mike White did not play well, but there's better options out
there. I'll give you another one, too. Why would the Colts want to do this another year?
They can't.
Recycled garbage at the top. We're one quarterback away. No, you're not. Stop doing that. They're the two shortest shots on the board, the Colts and the Jets.
What was Thibodeau doing? Celebrating next to Foles, who's out of it, hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know. I saw that he had to apologize, yeah.
Come on, man. Guy's laying next to you. He's hurt. Yeah. He's doing the snow angel on the field.
What a weekend. If you miss any of the show, you can listen back on your own time. Search the Follow the Money podcast. Good luck tonight. Happy New Year.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.